The wonderful Football Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Costo solo and the crew with you here on the BetMGM Network. First hour of the show today devoted to the teams that I think could win the Super Bowl this season. In 20 minutes, I will tell you, dear listener and dear viewer, the teams that I would actually bet to win the Super Bowl this season. We will pare down the list of the coulds and determine the teams that we would actually bet on to hoist the Lombardi Trophy in Northern California this February and win Super Bowl 60. Also later this hour, some of my bets for week one in college football. That'll run into tomorrow as well, as week one kicks off tomorrow night. A bunch of good games on Thursday night and Friday night, obviously going into the weekend. The headliner, Ohio State and Texas. Final hour, power hour, 60 minutes from now. We'll be joined by ESPN tennis analyst Patrick McEnroe, live from Flushing Meadows. He'll be calling the Carlos Alcaraz match coming up 2 hours from now on ESPN. But joining us right now to kick off hour number two on this wonderful Football Wednesday, our teammate on the BetMGM Network, the co-host of Bet Sweats, which everybody should be checking out, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, alongside our friend Joe Ostrowski. Also one of the hosts of the Bear Bets podcast with our friends Chris the Bear Felico, who comes on the show all the time, and Jeff Schwartz, columnist for our friends at Fox Sports. Also the host of the Chicken Dinner Pie. I think we finally found someone who has as many jobs as I do or more, the great Sam Panayotovich on Twitter at SB Shoot. And Sammy, I'm very pleased to announce that this season will be the second year that you and I will be doing Countdown to Kickoff together on NFL Sundays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Welcome back to the show. Happy football season. It's almost time for you and I to get cracking, my friend.
I'm ready. You know I am. I'm actually sitting across the street from one of your favorite places on earth, Penn Station, New York City.
Oh, yeah. Love Penn Station, where I was there every day for a decade when I worked at Sirius XM. When you walk in, and the immediate feeling is, it smells like someone's pissing on you. Yeah, you got, love Midtown Manhattan. What a great place. And this is now getting into a story for another time territory, Sammy. So let's turn our attention to football here and college football for this weekend. We got games tomorrow night. We got games Friday night. We got games this weekend. Before we get specific with some of the big ones, what is your one favorite bet this weekend in college football and why?
I found myself on the over in Ohio State and Texas. I think if you line up 10 people, 8 of them like the under, and that's not the genesis of why I'm making the bet. I think you have two offenses that have so much NFL talent, and I think the lazy handicap is to say, oh, well, defenses will be ready. Ohio State is replacing 8 starters on defense, Nick. 8. So I think the offenses are actually a little bit more in a spot where they can attack. And think about the NFL talent at receiver, especially on Ohio State. Jeremiah Smith, Carnell Tate, Texas always has guys that have skill and speed. And I think these guys are just home run hitters, and you have two quarterbacks that ideally play in the league too. So, look, wise guys came in. This total opened months ago, 50.5, 50.5. They cleaned those out. Cleaned out the 50s, but now we're 47.5, and I just think it's too low, man. I think there's a world where it's 26-23. Either way, I would win my 47.5, and the wise guys would win too. It's 50.5 under. It's just come down too low. I think you're going to have 4 to 5 home runs in this game, and that's going to get me to 28-35, leaving me a lot of possibility to do other things. So, look, I understand the love for defense. I understand the move, but I think it's disrespectful to Arch Manning and Julian Sand. I would not be surprised at all if we hit this thing third quarter without a sweat to the over.
And the total right now, 47.5, like Sam referenced, that is juiced towards the over. So it looks like that's where the action is right now, headed towards the over at 47.5. Sammy, I do want to get your opinion. Even if you don't have a bet, It's the best game this weekend, and what I think is the best week one in the history of college football from a scheduling perspective, where Texas has been drawing a ton of action, Ohio State now down to a 1.5-point favorite, the total, like you said, 47.5, but if you had to pick a side of the game, Who do you think wins on Saturday, Texas or Ohio State, and why?
Right. So I didn't bet it, and I won't. I really want to learn a lot about both of these teams, but I would lean with the books. You know, I've been talking to multiple guys all week, and the common sentiment is that they're just going to jam Texas until post, which is expected. You have the preseason number one team, the preseason Heisman favorite, and that team is catching points. So it seems like it's a really good idea. I don't know, man. I think the pressure going into that building is a big deal for Arch. We also haven't seen him do it against a major opponent. But when you see, you know, some of these numbers get shoved down and you see the threes go to 2.5s, the twos, the 1.5, you start to wonder, like, am I missing something? Am I missing the obvious bet here? And I don't think that I am. So I think my final score, I just gave you 26-23. Let me stamp it right now. I think Ohio State's going to win.
Oh, yeah, love it. I think I'm going to end up betting Ohio State also. I'll give my breakdown of that game tomorrow on Thursday. Sammy, one of the other big games this weekend in college football, I can't wait for it. Sunday, Notre Dame and Miami. Carson Beck, the new quarterback for Miami. Love back for Notre Dame, who went to the championship game last year. Aaron Taylor on our show last week said he thinks Notre Dame is going to go undefeated this year. Also, he's a Notre Dame alum. Irish, Sammy, a 2.5-point favorite. The total is 49.5. How are you betting Notre Dame and Miami?
Oh, it's been done for months. I took 3 with Miami in the summer. Yeah, I still like it at 2.5. I always love people that say, I don't like it at 2.5. It's not the NFL. The 3 is not as important in college as it is in the NFL because college kickers mostly stink. I have my concerns about C.J. Carr making his first ever college start in a tough environment. I mean, look, Notre Dame has a very good defense, and Notre Dame is still 10-11 win good. But I think Miami is more prepared and more battle-tested coming into this game. You're also, Nick, you're going to pay that premium because the Irish just went all the way to the national title game. That is sort of baked into our minds right now. Oh, last time we saw Notre Dame, great run. Well, you replace Riley Leonard with a kid who's never played before. And I don't love the spot. I also, like, I have Miami as a 2-point favorite. So I was always going to take points. Mario's been building this thing. This is a huge leap year for them. And if you look at their win-loss record last few seasons, they've been getting better and better and better. And those kids that he brought in as freshmen many moons ago are now juniors and seniors. And their defense, I've been told via the portal, has been addressed. They also have awesome receivers. And you know me, I got Carson Beck to win the Heisman. So I'm probably a little biased here. My bread's already buttered on Miami, but anything with a plus price on Miami, I would take. And I'm also thinking about, I haven't done it yet, but I'm thinking about adding some money line to my position. But I do think it's important to take 2.5. I like 2.5 more than I like the money line, but I do think Miami should be favored.
And Sam, you came on our show, it was what, like 6 weeks ago, right? And talked about Carson Beck to win the Heisman at a number that no longer exists. I'll say it so Sam doesn't have to. I think Sam's got some influence when he says stuff on this show and bet sweats. I think a lot of people are listening. You better you bet on this Wednesday. The great Sam Panayotovich, our guest, Bet Sweats, the Bear Bets podcast, Fox Sports. And he'll be back with me Sunday morning's Countdown to Kickoff, breaking down the NFL slate each and every Sunday morning on the BetMGM network. Now, Sam, you did say something I disagreed with just now, and that was college football kickers mostly stink. I had a Stanford ticket this weekend in week zero, and Kensei Matsuzawa, Hawaii's kicker, is apparently like the Justin Tucker of college football, minus off-field shenanigans, I think. So Hawaii got it done, much to my chagrin, because I had Stanford plus the points on Saturday. Hawaii and Timmy Chang and company looking to make it 2-0, but they're a huge underdog on the road at Arizona this weekend. Arizona, 17.5-point favorite. Brent Brennan, second year there in the desert. How are you betting Arizona and Hawaii in week one?
I really need to know more about the quarterback for Hawaii. And I told you offline, I've spent way more time trying to figure out what's up with Micah Alejado than I'd like to admit. He's the Hawaii quarterback that was basically playing on one leg against Stanford. And, you know, Chang came out and said on Monday that he expects him to play. He was in a boot, though, Monday and Tuesday. I saw some video of him at practice kind of, I don't know, pouncing around a little bit. And he looks healthier than I thought. But, look, if I can find out that he's out, it's blast off on Arizona. And honestly, I like Arizona anyway in the game. But you got to remember, this thing opened on Sunday at 14. Bad open. Bad open. So from 14 out to 17.5 now. and you're starting to see some 18s, it's a big number to lay. But I look, Stanford is so bad, man. So bad. We're talking one win bad, and Hawaii barely beats Stanford. It was a great win for them. Obviously, it's nice to start your season off with a win. But if your quarterback's banged up and you got to go take on a team like Arizona who could run the ball down your throat at will, I think it could get ugly. I know that the wise guys have already laid the 14s out and we're through 17 now. But if I can find out tomorrow or Friday that Alejandro is either not going to play or he's going to play hurt, I will still, even though I missed the best of it, I would lay it. I mean, this could be easily 38-10, and I wouldn't blink twice.
Don't call his name. Don't call his name. Alejandro. Sam, any other games that you're contemplating betting this weekend? And then I want to get your thoughts on Clemson, LSU, and some other big ones.
Yeah, man. I'm sitting here wondering, should I lay 45.5 with Illinois against Western Illinois?
That's where I'm at. It's great.
That's where I'm at in my life. And you know, I used to do this when I was younger, and I didn't know what I was doing. We're talking 15 years ago. I would take 52.5 week one with Bufu State or Costos U, and the team's down 49-0 at half. So I've learned that the big numbers are big for a reason. Look, Illinois' offensive and defensive lines are just so good. And look, I'm not Illinois guy. I went there. I know better. I never really drink the Kool-Aid when everybody's drinking the Kool-Aid. But Western Illinois probably doesn't get in the end zone. And it really comes down to, can Illinois' twos and threes run the ball against Western Illinois? I think they can. I know people are going to laugh and say, oh, they're talking about laying 45.5. I mean, my numbers have 54-3. So it probably is still a little bit light. That one's on my list. Haven't bet it yet, but want to. And then I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago. I think Cal's a disaster right now. Cal's playing Oregon State. That's a late one, I think, Saturday night, like a 10:30 Eastern kick. This number opened 1.5, got bet to 3. And then people came in and took 3 with Cal. It's a disaster there, man. The coach is on the way out. Ron Rivera is swinging his sword around with all this power, and it's just not good. People are transferring out left and right. I do like Oregon State. I'm a little bit put off by the move at +3, +2, but I got to stick to my guns. I probably find myself on Oregon State at a cheap money line price, like -120, -125.
We'll save the NFL for next week when Sam joins us, and he'll join us every Friday, Phenomenal Football Friday, like he has for the last couple of years here on You Better, You Bet. For people that would like that information now, if you don't already have it, Sam gave out his Super Bowl matchup earlier this week on Bet Sweats. I can't say I agree, and we'll save the conversation for next week, but that'll be really fun. But everybody go check that out. Search Bet Sweats wherever you find your podcasts and follow it on Twitter, the Bet Sweats account, and you can get that information from Sammy P. Sam, two other big games in week one of college football where even if you don't have a bet, like your opinion's valuable and you talk to a lot of people, right? So it could be dealer's choice, whatever you've got on either of these games in about a minute. Alabama, nearly a 2-touchdown favorite on the road at Florida State. And then the quarterbacks that both might go in the top 10 of the draft. The battle for Death Valley, Clemson laying 4 against LSU. Anything in either of those games in 45 to 60 seconds to close?
I know some wise guys that took 4.5 on LSU. I didn't join. I didn't jump in with them, but there was an appetite for LSU at 4.5, and I think there still is one at 4. Public's on Clemson. That's fine. But I know some wise guys that did take 4.5. And then, look, I think it's very interesting, wink, wink, that this Alabama line is just under 14. Oh, all you got to do, Nick, is lay 13.5. Looks so easy. I don't know, man. Be careful with that offense. I think the offensive weapons are good. I don't know about the quarterback, so I might find myself on the Noles getting 13.5.
Sammy, you're the best. On Twitter at SP Shoot, Bet Sweats, Bear Bets, Fox Sports, Chicken Dinner, and Countdown to Kickoff with yours truly each and every NFL Sunday morning. Sammy, enjoy lovely Midtown Manhattan, and I'll talk to you soon.
Oh, can't wait. See you later.
Sam Paniadovich, you're with us on You Better, You Bet. I wonder if Sam was high during that interview. Because everybody's smoking weed in Midtown Manhattan to the point that you can't get away from it. Rant over. On the other side, the teams that I'm actually betting to win Super Bowl 60.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas.